Interesting text coming in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870, with a lot of people telling us why they are not participating in this election, and really why they sound like they're not participating much in elections at all anymore, with less than 20% of eligible voters in Louisiana expected to cast ballots in this election, in which early voting starts today. It's sad to me that we've gotten to a point where so many people, 80% of those people or more who could vote, don't vote in elections like this. We'll continue that conversation coming up. Particularly sad as we celebrate the 250th birthday of the United States of America. 250 years of this grand experiment that started here in the New World. And to celebrate that milestone, they're having a big old party in Jefferson Parish this weekend. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang joins us on the live line. Good morning, Madam President.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So glad you're here. I'm excited about this. I've been hearing, I heard you talking to Tommy about it, and I've been reading about it, and just the things that you guys have planned and programmed as part of this birthday celebration really sound like a whole lot of fun. So let's start at the beginning. When does this celebration start, and how can people get involved?
Okay, well, Flag Day is this Sunday, so it's going to be this Sunday, and it's going to be in Old Gretna. You know, many people don't realize Gretna is the seat of Jefferson Parish government. We have our, you know, whole government complex over there. Mayor Constant and Chief Lawson were willing to help us. All of our other mayors are getting involved. This is really a parish-wide celebration, but we're doing it in the streets of Gretna. And the idea, you know, we parade a lot in our region, and it's Mardi Gras-style parade, and it's, you know, purple, green, and gold. But we were thinking of an old-style, little-town, Americana kind of parade, red, white, and blue. So we're going to kick off the day at noon in an area called, we're calling it USA Field Day. This is right across from Gretna Welcome Center, right on Huey Long Avenue, right when you get off the expressway, right there. And we're going to have sack races, water balloon toss. We're going to have a volleyball court set up. We're going to do a tug of war. There's going to be a trivia contest. Crafts and face painting and balloon artists. You're going to be able to maybe adopt a pet there if you want to bring home a new furry member of your family. Cornhole, horseshoes. There's even going to be a dunk tank that people are trying to convince me to get into. So I
have
think
you made a decision yet?
Time. I have directors telling me they want to try to dunk me. So that word got around real quick. So we'll see.
Are you bringing a change of clothes, even if you haven't decided yet?
I think I'll want to, you know, it's going to be a hot day. I think that'll be kind of refreshing, so maybe I will commit to it.
All right.
And then, so David, at the same time, this is kind of a big footprint we're taking up in Old Gretna. At the same time, we have a classic car show. My friend John Comble is big in the, you know, old cars. So that, we're going to have a classic car show at the River Batcher. So that'll be down at that side of the river. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to do a walking parade. This is not a Mardi Gras style parade. It's just going to be a walking parade. A lot of our municipalities, a lot of our elected officials and employees are just going to walk and throw red, white, and blue stuff.
Oh, so you will throw stuff. Okay. There will be throws.
But it's not, you're not coming home with cabbages and that kind of stuff, right? But
all right. Well, you got to throw something. All right. So
we have to throw something. We're here, right? We know how to parade. So
I got to tell you, I'm a damn Yankee, which means I grew up north, but I moved down here and stayed.
Yeah.
So and when I went to parades as a child, they were the most boring thing ever. You just wave. People just wave at you. And you sit there and everyone waves. And when I came down here and went to my first parade, I understood what a parade should be. So I'm glad at least there'll be that while it will be a walking parade, at least people will be able to catch some red, white, and blue and other stuff. So.
Exactly. And we're too smart to just think we could just get by a parade and just wave. So there will be things that people can catch, because I think we know people would be upset at us with that. But the victory bells will be at 5 o'clock in front of Gretna City Hall. And then we go back down. Yeah, there really are. And then we go back down to the River Batcher for 6 o'clock for a bag of donuts. And then at 8:30, we're really excited. Entergy is sponsoring a drone show for us over the Mississippi River. And I think that's going to be a lot of people, including my first time seeing a live drone show. So we're looking forward to that. And I have to give kudos to so many people who have helped us. But look, we started this thing a couple years ago just saying, hey, let's have a parade. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And, you know, Jefferson Community Foundation got some sponsors for us. And just people want to be a part of it. A lot of Gretna businesses and a lot of restaurants are excited for it. So this is a different kind of old-time America, red, white, and blue, that we don't normally have in this region. So I think it'll be fun. The German Beer Garden is going to be open. St. Joseph's Church is going to be open. The trolley is going to be up and down the street because it is kind of a big footprint. But I encourage everybody to go to jeffparish.gov backslash America250 to look at the map and look at the timing of things, because it's a long day, and if you can't be out there all day with us, you're going to want to know when you want to come out to Old Gretna.
This drone show, you know, I've not seen a drone show over the Mississippi River. I've seen fireworks many times, but I don't, if there has been one, I've not seen one. So I'm excited that you're bringing that new kind of very popular, and people love these drone shows, display over the river to celebrate America's 250th birthday.
Me too. And I don't think we've had one. We think this is the first one. Like, nobody thinks we've had one before. So we had to get all kind of permissions to do it. But I'm looking forward to that too. I think it'll be, and we just need the weather to cooperate with us. It'll be a typical, you know, day where it might have some showers, but that's okay. We're used to that and it'll cool us down, but we're going to be out there all day, starting at noon and going until the drone show at 8:30.
You know how many drones are involved? Because they have lights on them and they change color. I think the first time I ever saw them was at an Olympics ceremony on TV. And so this is neat.
I want to say somebody said 200.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
It'll be fun.
All right.
Yes.
All right. And then the celebration will take a pause and pick up again for the Uncle Sam Jam on the eve of America's 250th birthday, right?
Exactly. This is our 31st year, Uncle Sam Jam, July 3rd at 3 p.m. Councilwoman Arita Bohannon has been very involved in that. That's her district, working with our team from Lafreniere Park. They announced it's going to be Wilson Phillips and John Waite and Bird, which is some college students locally that do covers, and DJ Slim McGraw. And that starts that Friday, July 3rd at 3 p.m. And then the fireworks start at 9 p.m. But this is a family favorite. This is a Jefferson Parish staple, having Uncle Sam Jam at Lafreniere Park. So visit jeffersonparish.com. You can get more information on that event.
Yeah. All right. A whole lot going on to celebrate America 250.
Lots of things to celebrate. Yes, Dave. Yes.
Overall, how are things going in Jefferson Parish? We had our economic development show earlier this week, and Michael Hecht brought up the fact that there have only been, and it's four too many, but four murders all year in Jefferson Parish. And I pulled up the crime statistics, and crime is unbelievably low right now across the board in Jefferson Parish. That's just one indication of a quality of life issue. How do you feel overall things are going in the parish right now?
I feel great about things. I just came back from a legislative breakfast that the chamber hosted, and GNO Inc. speakers were there, and they were talking about, you know, the $120 billion investment throughout the state. We're attracting a lot of big businesses. And look, we've had a lot of emergencies, you know, in the past couple of years, but just to have a couple of years where we're able to really shine and really the strength of our economy is there. Of course, you know, we on the government side, our work is to do strong public works and lay the foundation for everything else that needs to be able to happen. And I really put that as the top of my of our agenda. It's boring to talk about, but it's having a strong water and sewer program. These are things that take decades, absolute decades, to build upon. You can't kick it down the road, right? And people don't like it, but we've got to make the investment in that. And so we're bringing a modern water and sewer system. We got road works going on. So a lot of public works projects is what I concentrate on, to lay the fertile ground for business to do what they do best, you know, business development, and to hold stable property values. Because if you don't have a strong public works and you don't have a strong safety, right, and a sheriff's office, it's really hard. You're kind of starting from the back foot a little bit. So we have a really strong sheriff, obviously. When I see him speak at civic associations, he's always bringing up statistics about how the crime stats are lowered. I think people feel very safe. I think they get on it real quickly. If you have an incident, they obviously have a very quick response, and they solve a lot of crime. So he holds that standard for a way of behavior in Jefferson Parish, and I think we're all benefiting from it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think when the news coming out of your parish is boring, that's a really good thing. I mean, yeah, when you're talking
that's
about...
That's what I say. It's like we got over $1 billion in water projects, $1 billion in sewer projects. I can see people's eyes glaze over how boring it is. But if you don't have it, it's critical. And it is a loss of your property value. And it is. And these are, again, long-term investments. 20 years from now, you will be doing projects that we started, you know, that we voted on, the council voted on in 2021. We held it for 20 years of projects. Going forward. And, you know, people don't like paying their bill, but this is the investment we have to have in our community, because if you don't and people keep kicking it down the road, you really end up having ridiculous amounts of cost to try to get yourself out of. And this is what we do in government, right? We're roads and bridges and water and drainage and sewer and these kind of things, libraries and recreation. And sometimes they are boring, but if you have the absence of them, it's absolutely critical and you know, not healthy and almost dangerous situation. So, like I said, it's sometimes a boring conversation, but it's very, very important conversations to have.
And it works, because Jefferson Parish is the most fertile in the state of Louisiana, generates more economic development and more revenue than any other. So
we
obviously
do.
It's working.
We do. And we're the most diverse as well. So we have some good statistics for Jefferson Parish, but we do. We put more into the state coffers than any other parish. So we're a very strong economy. We want to stay that way and do our part in government by giving you strong public works. So absolutely.
You mentioned, and I want to do this very quickly, water bills. Some people have been concerned about their utility bills from the parish. Some think mm-hmm. they're going, we know they were supposed to go up because that's part of the investment you just talked about, but some people feel like they've gone up more than they were supposed to. If they're concerned about their bills, what should they do?
So here's the thing. They go up every year, so it's not uncommon that this part of the year we kind of get more complaints, because we do raise it every year. And again, this is part of bringing you a modern sewer and water system over the next 20 years. But if your bill is ridiculously high, you know, like a $4,000 bill, you have a water leak on your side of the property. I mean, come to us. We'll make sure the meter's working. But, you know, we just, half of the parish has a new modern state-of-the-art new water meter. We're very confident in that. Not to say that 100% always works, but we're very confident in that. But more than likely, you have a leak in your house that you don't know about, and it might not have evidence of. I had two leaks in my house this year, my toilet, and I had a leak from a pipe under my house that was not pooling water outside of my house. So I am the example of, the toilet was quiet. It was not making any noise. I had two leaks in my house that gave me no sign that I was leaking water. But the only reason I knew it was because I had this new water meter, and I could see hour by hour when nothing was on, I was using water. So it's very critical. If you have an outrageous bill, that you reach out to us. Of course, if you have a leak, we're going to forgive a good portion, give you time to go get a plumber and get it fixed. But overwhelmingly, the calls for high water bills is because people have a leak in their house that they don't know about it. And obviously, we're public. We can't go do that repair for you. This is your house. You know, we're not allowed to go make that repair for you. But that is just like you have to put a roof on. We're an old parish. We have old pipes in all of our homes. And this is overwhelmingly what we're seeing for a very high water bill, is you have a leak in your house. But overall, we did increase the rates. But that should not give you a $1,000 water bill, something outrageous. So make sure you call your plumber if you have that. Call us to help you, and we will tell you it's probably a leak in your house and you need to call your plumber.
All right. And you will check those meters, make sure they're working properly, and make sure
absolutely.
That we get these.
And the new meters are going to be, you'll see, hour by hour you can see your water usage. But we still have half the parish that is under the old meters. We're getting there. It's 160,000 meters in the parish. We're about halfway through. And you'll have an app, and you can see, and even the app will alert you that your water usage is very high and you might have a leak. So you just got to use that app, pay attention to it, set it so it alerts you. But it's a state of the art kind of meter right now, but we're halfway through.
In addition, one non-boring issue right there. All right.
I know. Yes, exactly.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang, thank you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the celebration Sunday in Gretna, and can't wait for that drone show and everything that leads up to it. Thank you for joining us here on WWL.
Thank you for having me, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Cynthia Lee Shang here on WWL. All right. Your calls, your texts at 504-260-1870. Coming up next, why, as we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, just so happy about the success of this experiment that we started in the new world, are so few people participating in our democratic process? Less than 20% of eligible Louisiana voters are expected to cast ballots in the election, with early voting starting today. Why? We'll talk about it after this. I'm Dave Cohen on WWL.